All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. It is Aaron's birthday, producer Aaron's birthday tonight. See a lot of people already in the chat wishing him a happy birthday. What is Aaron? 31 or 32? 32. Yep. 32 years of age. Woo-wee. I met Aaron, what, how old were you when we met? 16 years old when Aaron and I met. So anyway, happy birthday to Aaron. Feel free to see. He just loves the attention.
I really don't.
Aaron hates attention. I mean, seriously, like a lot of people claim they hate attention. Aaron legitimately hates all attention. I mean, really hates it. But so if you want to get on his nerves, wish him a happy birthday. If you want to bless him, don't. There you go. So but anyway, oh, let me say it to everybody in the chat real quick. Man, the chat, I didn't hop right to it tonight. Man, it is rocking. Look at the chat moving. Holy moly.
Yeah, it's popping.
Chat moving. Unreal. All right, let me say it to everybody. Let me scroll it back a little bit so I don't miss too many people. K4, VMS leads off tonight. Luann 5 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Drummer for Jesus is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Todd Suff is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Supergirl 21 is on. My favorite show is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Nitsua 99 is on. Peg McGroin is on. Let me see here. Richard Perry is on. Real Wise is on. JGCK is on. Dead Pal 50 is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. TJT1 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Coffee Fueled Rage is on. Granite 2468 is on. Skunk 71 is on. Sexy Pony is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Agra Vane is on. Aphrodites is on. Blade Runner is on. Let me see. Confederate One is on. Mini Ball is on. Patriot of the North is on. A Conservative Waffle is on. 8 Dad One is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Wait Away is on. Mike Griffith is on. Let me see here. Mobetta 01 is on. Let me grab a couple more here. Sexy Pony is on. Peg McGroin is on. I think I said Peg already, but anyway. Sparky 8142 is on. Let me see here. Let me grab one or two more here. Leon Fish Puppy is on. LEG 1963 is on. Michelle Tall is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Really do. Love having each and every one of you on. Well, I'm trying to scroll to the bottom of the chat. Holy moly. And now all they went, there.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. Ever Eden is on. Bob Corley is on. Man 26 is on. Real Wise is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. All right. So the title of the show is really just crazy. It's not the actual title, but it's just crazy Democrats. We're just going to go in and out of different crazy Democrats tonight. Let's go to the first one. Nick Sorter tweet. Exclusive, I've identified the individual with a Make Assassinations Great Again bumper sticker. Can you imagine if any of us on the right ever did that? We'd already be, if it was the Biden administration, we'd already be in federal prison, probably also under the Trump administration also. Posted by TPUSA's Make Assassinations Great Again bumper sticker, posted by TPUSA's Andrew, that doesn't make sense, as the 32-year-old radical LGBT, what does that mean, posted by TPUSA's? I don't get that part. But anyway, as a 31-year-old, I guess they're alleging, TP.
I think the picture was taken
the
by.
Picture, right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, posted by. Thank you, Aaron. Yeah. See, that's why I got in here. Translate the modern vernacular. Thank you, Aaron. As 32-year-old radical, what a shock, Aaron. It's LGBTQ activist.
What?
Named Susana De Silva of Topshin, Maine. Of course, Maine. Susana, who now goes by Race De Silva.
Oh my
so we
gosh.
Have a fully vaginaed man. That's what we have here. Instead of a fully penis female, we have a fully vaginaed man. Was born. Aaron, make that make sense. Joe, can you make that make sense?
I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, they're both out. Was
out.
Born female, owns a restaurant called Fishnet Cafe. I could make some jokes on that. Mm. On Bailey Island, Maine, with her wife, Ashley.
Wait. Her.
Yeah, I thought it was him. I thought
Ray.
It was Ray.
Bigot.
Nick Sorter's a bigot.
Yeah.
Homophobic bigot. I forwarded this to DHS, who confirmed to me they've launched an investigation into De Silva. There we go. We'll no longer stand idly by while radical leftists called to kill patriots in our country. They not only call to do it, they actually attempt to do it over and over again. Because really, let's just break this down, shall we? The only people that are committing mass shootings anymore are actually transgender people. Can we all just agree to that now? Yeah. Because 7 out of the last 10 were. And out of the 3 that weren't allegedly transgender people, they were all, get this, Aaron, non-binary.
Of course.
So really that fits into the spectrum of transgender. So just showing you, remember the title of the show, Aaron, what is the official title of the
Lunatic
show?
Lunatic Left.
Lunatic Left. Lunatic
Left. Lunatic
Left. Lunatic Left. So here, just, these are the lunatics. Let's go to another one for you. Let's go to a couple videos. And you guys can actually just run these back to back.
Okay.
Libs of TikTok. Both of them are Libs of TikTok video. The first one is Democrat candidate from Congress in Michigan. This is a person, side by side this for me, would you? Just for a second. This is a Democratic candidate for Congress in the state of Michigan. Her name is Shelby Campbell. Laughs like a maniac because Charlie Kirk was killed. Now, I want you to watch in the middle of this video. I mean this legitimately. She appears to be possessed by a devil, right in the middle of it. But she appears to be possessed by a demon. Libs of TikTok video. Michigan congressional candidate Shelby Campbell doubles down. So she does this video, and then right after this, puts out the next video. Play for me.
Hey MAGA, how bad does it hurt that Jimmy Kimmel's back, but you guys can't get your person back? Hi Michiganders, specifically Detroiters. Do you guys care that Charlie Kirk has passed away? Yeah, I didn't think so, because my district is primarily Black people, and Charlie Kirk said awful things about Black people. So no, I think my district will like me because I advocate for them as a white person. So.
Eric, there it is, Lunatic Left. Can you go back to the first one for me? I just had to play that one more time because I forgot, because I loaded that up yesterday and forgot how horrible it is. This is absolutely a demon. Play for me.
Hey, MAGA, how bad does it hurt that Jimmy Kimmel's back, but you guys can't get your person back?
I mean, that's bad, folks. Dude. I mean, I'm absolutely serious. She's got her nose ring. Strike one,
yeah,
by the way. And then, this doesn't mean everybody who has a nose ring is bad, and I'm just telling you, strike one.
It's not a good sign. Yeah.
I love you if you have a nose ring, you're a committed Christian. I'm just saying. But, man, come on. Anyway, I mean, when you're making sounds like that, it sounds like we need to be calling an exorcist for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good. I mean, and by that, any of us who are filled with the power of Christ, with the power of the Holy Ghost, we can cast out that demon. But anyway, that's just frightening stuff. And you just look at, this is the left. And we have heard now for years that the greatest existential threat by Biden, by Christopher Wray, by numerous others on the left, that the greatest existential threat to America is those of us on the right, right wing terrorists. But we never put out videos like this ever. I mean, you'd think after a while you might wake up and say it's not the right, because you will not find one right wing video like this. Not one. But according to Christopher Wray and Joe Biden, and really, of course, Hakeem Jeffries and the left, the greatest existential threat to America is white supremacist terrorists. Although nobody can actually name an event where white supremacist terrorists showed up. Can anybody? And don't hand me the Patriot Front crap, because that's all garbage. But anyway, but we have a myriad of these videos. I can go on and on and on. Here's another one for you. Libs of TikTok video. TikToker calls to kill ICE agents. Play for me.
You can just kill ICE agents. You know that? You can just kill them. They don't have to hold your phone in their face and ask people when their birthday is and ask people what their name is and then try to find wherever they end up in Los Angeles. You can kill them. This isn't about social media clout anymore. This isn't about video. This isn't about the phone. This is about get a gun and start killing ICE agents. They are deputized corrections officers. Kill them.
All right, now that is a woman who's decided to have her boobs lopped off and have a some sort of phallic symbol sewed onto her inverted vagina. That's who that is. And once again, Aaron, what did she have on her face?
Nose ring.
Nose ring. Strike one.
Strike one.
Strike one every time. So there it is, calling for the death of ICE agents. Now, again, when have we ever done this? And you'll hear the Anti-Defamation League, which originates out of Israel. Yep. Anti-Defamation League.
Israel.
Right. You know, along with AIPAC and all the rest. But anyway, so you hear the ADL has a study that says, and by the way, other liberal institutions, liberal think tanks, that's an oxymoron in and of itself, saying a liberal think tank. But anyway, they say that there is, you know, there are studies that show that the right commits the majority of violent acts, political violent acts in America. But in every one of those studies, just so you know, because when they are cited on CNN talking head shows and punditry shows, make sure that you understand that in all of those studies where they say that the right wing is the perpetrator of most political acts of violence, those, you'll get, you know, whatever that stipulation is. But what they do is they've taken anything that's an attack against the government as right wing. That's what they do. So any attack that Antifa ever committed. Now, let's just go back. I can't quite remember when Antifa became a big deal. I know it was after 2020, but when I started to notice them. But let's just, so from 2020 on, every act of domestic terrorism committed by Antifa, committed by BLM, and any other leftist organization you can name, I can never can remember. Aaron usually remembers. What's the sit-in at Wall Street? What was that called? Wall Street. I can't remember. The people who sat in at Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah. Occupy this chat. Oh, Chaz Chop too.
Yeah.
That's identified as right-wing extremism. That was called right-wing violence. Right-wing political violence. So when you see the ADL study that says that the majority of political violence is committed by the right wing, understand that they attribute all acts of violence toward the government as right-wing violence. So if all acts of violence towards the government are right-wing, then how could there be any left-wing violence towards the government? Exactly. That's how they come up with their, 76% of all political violence is committed by the right. That's, you'll hear Jen Psaki quote that. You'll hear CNN quote that. Well, what it is all the studies that they're actually quoting attribute BLM, Antifa, Chaz Chop, Occupy Wall Street, all of those acts of violence and those sit-ins, even the ones that are committed by radical Islam and everything else, they attribute those as right-wing violence because they're against the government. So anything against the government is considered right-wing violence. Everything. When you hear them attribute, whether it's Abby Phillips or anybody else, when they say, well, here's the study by the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, most acts of political violence are done by the right. Well, that's because every act of violence done against any government in the United States, state, local, county, is attributed to the right. Even if it's Antifa, Black Lives Matter, or Chaz Chop, or any other ones that you see. They're all attributed to the right. So every act, every brick that's thrown at a federal building by Antifa has been attributed to the right. Just understand that. And even with that, they still commit 26%. So since there's 24%. So 76% they say are right wing. Out of that 76%, let's just say that 2% of that. No, let's make it even number. 1% of that is right wing because that's what's accurate. Because everyone do it right now. Name one act of right wing violence. Name it. Can anybody?
No.
None of us can. I can't. Aaron can't. Joe can't. You can't. Nobody can. Nobody can name one act of right wing violence. You can't even find right wing videos like the ones that I just played. You won't find one anywhere ever. Believe me, I know. I have no life. I look. There isn't anything. There's nothing. Nothing. Not one thing. So really, what they're saying is 76%. Violent political acts. It's confusing between political and government, but 76% of political violence is committed by the right. Nobody can think of one. I can't. I mean, I'm trying to think of even any. I can't think of any at all. But anyway, they say that 76% are committed by the right, and then so that leaves what 24% for the left. But the 76%. Antifa's included, BLM's included, Chaz Chop's included, and everybody else is included. So what do they really commit? 99%, because the other 24% is all left for sure. So it's basically all committed by the left, 100%. And we see it every day. Look at this one, Greg Price video. Here is D.A. Larry Krasner. Who's he? He's a district attorney, Soros elected, Soros campaigned for, Soros financed, DA of Philadelphia, where all yours, anybody ever, we play them. We've played a million of them on the podcast here. Anybody seen the streets of Philadelphia? I mean, we play the videos here. I mean, it is a feces infested, needle infested, homeless infested, drug addled, drug addict infested cesspool. And Larry Krasner is the one who oversees all this. He refuses to prosecute basically anybody. He was installed. And again, the reason why they do this, they install these people like Krasner. They install people like Gascon in Los Angeles. George Gascon in Los Angeles, Kim Fox in St. Louis, a myriad of others I could name. They install these people so that they won't actually prosecute violent crime, so that they have a massive surge in violent crime, which legitimizes them going and confiscating firearms because they won't prosecute firearms crimes. So they say, we have a firearms problem. Yeah, because you won't prosecute firearms crimes. So then they go to those of us who have firearms who have never committed a firearm crime and say, well, we have a firearm crime problem, so we're confiscating everybody's. Yep. So they always do. It's a cumulative, leftist, Maoist, Leninist approach. Cause the problem and then offer your totalitarian solutions every time. So here's Krasner, DA of Philadelphia. And what is it? Look, listen to his rhetoric. Play for me.
I'll tell you what, Frank, just keep lying. Frank, just keep lying. Oh, my, I touched your camera. Donald Trump is a fascist.
How is Donald Trump a fascist?
Frank?
How is Donald Trump a fascist?
Frank? Did I ask you to come over and bother me when I'm sitting here drinking coffee in a park? Did I ask you to do that?
You're on public property, brother.
Oh, is that your theory?
Yes.
Frank, you're un-American, Frank. You're un-American. You're anti-American.
I'm a resident of this city who cares about public safety. Why are you calling me un-American?
Because you support people who support hate. You don't understand what it means to be a fascist, what people like Adolf Hitler do, how spreading hate, which is something that, frankly, the people you admire do, gets us closer to that. This is about you.
How can you say that about me? Why don't you have a conversation about these things with me? Why are you accusing me?
The reason I would talk to a 22-year-old who disrupts meetings.
Oh, so I'm too young now.
The reason I would talk to a 22-year-old who knows nothing he's talking about meetings is what, Frank? You are welcome to write whatever you want in your non-existent fake paper. You're welcome to do that.
We have more views than your TikTok. We have more views than you.
I mean, that's not true either.
Your one video that's
true. That's not even remotely true.
But
Frank, I'll tell you what. Frank, just keep lying. Oh, my, I touched your camera. I'll tell you what. Why don't you let the good people of Philadelphia have meetings where you behave yourself?
Why don't you invite the good people of Philadelphia?
We let you in. You're actually not allowed to do this without my permission. This is the second time. I'm not going to do anything about it because I figure there's hope for even you. People deserve a second chance. No matter how un-American you are, anti-American you are, I figure you deserve a second chance.
And you're a public official. Somebody should hold you accountable, which I'm doing. And that's American. That's what America is about. It's about holding politicians accountable and disagreeing and arguing. So you should learn how to do it.
Now, this video is truly amazing. Now, this is a man who's been practicing law. It looks like he's into his 60s now. Let's just say for 30 years or more. He has risen to the level of DA of the city of Philadelphia. So he is the district attorney. He is basically the state attorney for the city of Philadelphia. He is the head prosecutor. Number one law enforcement officer in the city of Philadelphia. Obviously a very large city. And he believes it's against the law for him to be filmed in public. How much of the law does this man even know? He determines whether or not people spend the rest of their life in prison. He determines whether you spend 15 minutes in jail. He determines whether you go to jail or prison. And he doesn't even know the law. You can film anybody, anytime, anywhere. If they're standing in public, you can film them. That is the way that it is. That is life. You are allowed to do that. That is the way. And he doesn't know, as a prosecutor, a prosecuting attorney, the lead prosecutor for a major United States city. He doesn't know that. He's under the impression that he can't be filmed without his permission. That is not remotely true at all. But he thinks that, and he makes decisions on whether people go to prison for decades or not. Can you imagine that? Typical leftist. And then he calls, of course, Donald Trump a fascist. And then, of course, the guy who's 22 years old asks him, well, how is he a fascist? And he freezes. Larry Krasner freezes. Because nobody can actually, first of all, nobody even knows what a fascist is. If you go up and ask a leftist, what is a fascist? They'd have to answer me, for one thing. But second of all, they can't name what a fascist is any more than they can name what an assault rifle is. Because you know why they can't name what an assault rifle is? Because there's no such freaking thing. There is no such thing as an assault rifle. You don't go, well, let me expand, Facebook Marketplace for assault rifles. Let me go into a store. How many assault rifles you got here in the gun store? The gun store owner will go, what are you talking about? There is no such thing as an assault rifle. Nothing. There's nothing that deems it assault and deems it not assault. You have I think they get their A's mixed up in more ways than one. They get their A's mixed up between automatic and assault. You have an automatic weapon versus an assault weapon. But an assault weapon, anything can be an assault weapon. You know why? Because with any weapon, you can commit an assault.
Wow.
I mean, that's how stupid these people are. So he's asked, how's Trump's a fascist? He just freezes. This is a guy who makes prosecutorial decisions probably every day of his life. I mean, he actually deems whether you go to prison or not. This guy's a disgusting human being. Actually decides whether people go to prison or not, or whether to prosecute people or not. That disgusting, repugnant human being. He can't even say, well, how's Trump a fascist? He just has to attack the guy who's shooting the video, because Trump has nothing in common with fascism. Fascism is what? Nobody even knows what it is. I know that you watch this show, you know what it is. Fascism is it's not Adolf Hitler with the Holocaust with the Jews. That's not fascism. It's not. What the concentration camps that Hitler put together are horrible. Lots of people died. It's a horrible thing. It's a genocide. However, and I question a lot of the numbers there, but there was a measure of a genocide there. There was also an Armenian genocide committed by the Bolsheviks, who were Jewish. That was just 28 million, though.
Yeah.
Just 28 million Christians died.
That's fine.
But nobody talks about that one. Yeah, we only talk about the Jewish people that died in the Holocaust. And Jewish people did die in the Holocaust. That's for sure. That did happen. How many, though, is highly questionable how those numbers came out. But anyway, but a lot of people did. But I digress. So back to fascism. What is fascism? It's the merging of corporatism and governance. That's it. It's basically having government-run corporations, or corporations that are accountable to government. That's it. That's what fascism is. Everybody know that? It's nothing to do with racism. And by the way, he thinks it's racist and all those different things, he thinks Hitlerian. No, notice he can't name one thing that how Trump is fascist, even in his convoluted mind, in his convoluted characteristics, fascism. He can't name one attribute of Donald Trump that's fascistic. Not one. Not one. He cannot name one characteristic of Donald Trump that is fascistic. Not one. But yet he just calls him fascist. The one who's fascist is Larry Krasner. Larry Krasner is a socialist. Larry Krasner, and again, you want to talk about fascism, National Socialist Party, Nazi Party. He's a socialist, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't have one characteristic of fascism, not one. But Larry Krasner has got a bunch of them, a whole bunch of them. And then he's under the impression, as a prosecutor, first of all, he believes that filming him is a crime. It's not. And he actually makes decisions about whether to prosecute people or not. And then he believes that touching the guy's phone is not a crime. It is a crime. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who makes decisions about whether people go to jail or not. Absolutely disgusting. All right. Crazy dumb section's over. Let's go to trans. Trans section of the show. A couple slides here. Dom Lucrey video. Breaking. Netflix is under pressure because of this. It's called Dead End Paranormal Park. On Netflix. Play for me.
It's not the park. It's me. I'm trans, Norma. And everyone at school knows, and everyone at home knows. And being here, it's like a whole new place. I can just be Barney. And I can choose if and when I tell people. I've never been happier. And that's saying something when I spent today chased by terrifying zombie mascots. Pugsley reminded me how important it is to live your life without apology. So, I think I gotta give living here a shot. Don't you?
You don't need my permission. I just wouldn't want Courtney as a roommate.
We'll be the best of friends!
So everyone's like, you can just go right to the next one. He lives with TikTok tweet, you'll never guess. So everyone's like, well, Tom, so what? We know about this with Netflix for a long time. I know these shows have been on there. They've been on that, Hulu and everything else. I know. But here's the problem. So why, this is why everybody's so upset. And you can't count them on Twitter today. How many people, Twitter X, you cannot count how many people posted their cancellations of Netflix today. You will never guess who the creator of this show is. A he, they, that doesn't even make sense. Again, when you get into the absolute nonsensical, when you are telling, you are a singular person and you are using a non-singular pronoun. Does they mean legion?
Yeah.
Like, is that what you want to be called? Legion? Because that's probably the case. He, they, LGBTQ, blue sky fan who mocked Charlie Kirk's murder and called him a Nazi. So this is the guy who celebrated Charlie Kirk's murder. I believe it's there on the bottom.
Yeah.
Why the F are you even commenting on this, D-head? You sympathy for any of the families being slaughtered by your weapons, but a random Nazi gets shot. Oh, Nazi. And it's a public statement. You are such a effing evil bleep. So there you go. That's that guy. That's the guy who created that cartoon on Netflix. So lots of people are canceling their Netflix subscriptions. Just so you know, we need to know who the content creators are, because that guy, I mean, he can't be any more evil.
Yeah.
You cannot be any more. And again, you know, it's so funny. I can never help but say this to him. Your sympathy for any of the families being slaughtered by your weapons. He claims that all of these people are being slaughtered by our weapons. You know, our weapons. Those of us who are Second Amendment advocates, right? So our weapons, gun deaths in America per year are in the single digit thousands. They try to attribute them to kids. They can't. Even the ones that they attribute to kids are 17, 18-year-olds who have committed suicide via firearm. There aren't any, but this guy here, so he's talking about guns killing people, be single-digit thousands. But he advocates for 2 million babies butchered in the womb per year. And he thinks that he's righteous. That's what it means to be a globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist. That's what it means. You advocate for guns to be taken. By the way, hey, Aaron, who's more Hitlerian? Those who want to take the guns or those of us who want to keep the guns?
The ones who take them.
Right. Again, you have Krasner, who wants to confiscate weapons like Hitler, who wants to mandate vaccines like Hitler, who wants people put in COVID camps like Hitler, who wants to slaughter the unborn, like Hitler, claims that Donald Trump's a fascist. Same thing here where this guy goes, your guns kill all of these thousands of people, and he's responsible for the deaths of millions per year. Himself. They all are. Everybody on the left. You're responsible, and God will hold you accountable for it. He will hold you accountable for it. Believe me.
Believe me.
He's going to hold you accountable for it. All right, let's go to the next one. Doing just some miscellaneous stuff right now. Vigilant Fox video. Tucker Carlson bursts out laughing. Now it's come out of what's gone on and who are the contributors to Wikipedia. And now Elon Musk has an answer to it. Play for me.
Can I go on the Wikipedia site and find out what's blacklisted?
Sure. Just type in perennial sources Wikipedia into any search engine, and the first result will be this page.
And it names them, the blacklist.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's all color-coded. Green.
Do you have the list? Do you mind if I do that really quick?
Go right ahead.
Okay, so I'm testing your thesis. So it's perennial.
Yeah.
Source.
Yeah.
List. Wikipedia, right?
Well, you're doing that. I'll give you some fully approved sources. New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, The Nation, Mother Jones, GLAAD.
Come on!
These are all green lit, fully green lit. Okay, the blacklisted sources are Breitbart, Daily Caller, Epoch Times, Fox News, New York Post, The Federalist. So you can't use those as sources on Wikipedia.
Oh, wow. Well, they've got, of course, So is red, I'm looking at it now.
Yes. Red means it's blacklisted. You cannot cite it as a source of facts. Maybe as a source of opinion, but generally that works out.
Anti-Defamation League gets a green light.
Only for some. Yes, if you're actually reporting about the about the Arab...
Israeli conflict?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You may not cite them.
Interesting.
So you can't find the Jewish perspective on the war so easily anymore on
Blaze
Wikipedia.
Media. Yeah, Catholic hierarchy, celebrity. This is interesting.
Yes. There's a serious academic encyclopedia of Christianity that is not allowed on Wikipedia. I was surprised to find
that Counterpunch is not allowed. Oh, they're naughty. They're naughty. Daily Caller not allowed.
Of course.
Oh,
you started there.
Daily Mail, not. Yeah, I did start it. I've got nothing to do with it now, but I did start it. That's interesting. Well, this is kind of incredible. Okay. I never hear about this. And we don't know who made this decision.
Mr. X is the name of his account.
Oh.
Now, it's edited, of course, as Wikipedia pages are, by a whole bunch of other people.
LifeSite News not allowed.
Right.
Of course, the pro-lifers.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm going to see if this... Okay, well, why does no one talk about this? Oh, Sputnik, of course, not allowed. Talking
about search me. I don't know why people aren't talking about it. It's obviously huge news. I think it's simply embarrassing for the left. And so the left aren't going to report about it. And the right has been reporting about it.
TV Guide, allowed. The UNS Review, not allowed.
All right, so you go, who's Tucker talking to? You can just side by side that one, guys, when you get a chance. That's Elon Musk is going to create his own now. I love Elon Musk. I really do. I'm in love right now. I really am in love. You're like, Tom, but he got kind of cast out of the Trump administration. I'm not a Trump sycophant. When Trump does good, I talk about it. When Trump does bad, I don't. I love Trump. He has the opportunity to be the greatest president of all time. I love him. Voted for him 3 times. If he ran again in 2028, voting for him again. So I love him, but I also love Elon Musk. Right now, Elon has the potential, though. Although I've been in love with him for a while now. This is the longest I've been in love with Elon Musk, because usually it's a very tumultuous relationship.
It's a good stretch.
Yeah, it's a good stretch, because usually he does something that I love and then does something I hate and then I break up with him. But anyway, but Elon Musk is answering Wikipedia just like he is already with Grok. And then what are some of the other AI platforms there when you ask questions to them?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, that's the main one I was thinking of. Yeah. But so he's trying to answer with Grok to ChatGPT and whatever other ones there are. And so he's trying to answer. And Elon's will always be the best. They will be the best eventually. So he's answering it. The guy that Tucker Carlson is talking to is Larry Sanger. That's one of the co-founders of Wikipedia, turning on Wikipedia. I mean, so you have who are the contributors to Wikipedia? This is supposed to be basically how Grok is what Wikipedia is supposed to be. What Grok is, when we pull up Grok on Twitter, and sometimes people are like, I don't agree with Grok. Well, it's not really Grok making some sort of unilateral decision. What Grok does is accumulate all of, and Aaron, you come in on this if I'm missing it, is accumulate all of the responses and posts on Twitter and basically projects the percentage of those onto the answer. Like, basically, this is what most posts are saying.
Yeah.
That's what Grok does, all right? So that's what Grok is to be like. I don't like Grok. Well, it's really what you're looking at then is you don't like the majority of responses on Twitter, which is fine.
Yeah, it's a summary of sources.
Summary of sources. There you go. See, I knew he'd have the tech language answer. So that's Grok. So Wikipedia is supposed to sort of be the same thing for the entire world. But they're eliminating LifeSite News, Daily Mail, Daily Caller, The Blaze, New York Post, Fox News, Federalist, Breitbart, and any other right-wing organization you could possibly name. And they get their information from Open Society Foundation, Mother Jones. That's who's writing Wikipedia. Under the surname of Mr. X. They now on Twitter today, there's this giant fat dude that writes about, who puts about a third of the posts out on Wikipedia. I can't remember what his name is. But anyway, so it just shows you the bias of Wikipedia. Just I always want people to know what it is that we're reading. Sometimes I use Wikipedia every now and then for little things. I don't trust it, but every now and then I use it. So here's a little selfish post here. This is JGenXer video. It's a Matt Walsh video. I just had to download it for the podcast. Because it just shows you that everything that you hear is a bold-faced lie. How can you trust anything? It's not a matter of what happened in history. It's a matter of what? Who writes about what happened in history? Is anything real? I mean, how would we know unless we witnessed it ourselves? Because even that now, you know, you'll hear, you know, whether it's eyewitnesses or people in the area, they'll lie about it. But anyway, this just shows you there's always been the story in Canada about these mass graves of natives, and then it was the Christians that put the Christians, of course. You know, the Christians are always just mass killing everybody.
Yeah.
They never do. And what about the Crusades? That was because of Muslim invasions.
Yep.
That was a response to Muslim invasions. It gets portrayed as mass forced evangelism. No, it was the response to mass forced Muslim evangelism. Thank you, Aaron. That's a fact. That's a historical fact.
Yeah.
But was I taught that way? No.
No.
I was taught the opposite. I was taught that it was forced conversion. That's what I was taught in public school. It's all lies. Well, this is just another example of a lie that's told in Canada every single day. Play for me.
They have said again and again that unmarked mass graves have been found at Canada's residential schools, which were boarding schools for Indian children that existed for about 100 years, peaking in the early 20th century. And the discovery of these unmarked mass graves was significant, Canadians were told, because Christian churches were running these residential schools.
Last year, archaeologists detected what they said could be 200 unmarked graves at this former school in Kamloops, British Columbia. Weeks later, a further 751 unmarked graves were detected across from the former Marivelle Residential School on the Cowessess Reserve in Saskatchewan.
More than 3 years later, not a single body has been found in any unmarked grave at any residential school anywhere in Canada. Turns out that, in fact, the alleged unmarked grave site in Kamloops was in reality a 2,000-foot-long, 3-foot-deep trench that was established in 1924 as a septic field to store sewage from the school.
So let's just break this down, shall we? Let's break this down because it's the same thing with COVID, same lie. Same thing with climate change, same lie. Same thing with many of the historical accounts that you've heard that Pearl Harbor was a surprise attack. It wasn't.
Yep.
It wasn't a surprise attack. We knew about it at least 7 days in advance. That the Vietnam War was started so that we could stop communism. No, it was instigating the Gulf of Tonkin on purpose. So it's all freaking lies. It's all lies for modern day and semi-modern day politicians. So here you have this mass unmarked graves. That's a story has been told to Canadians for years so they can denigrate Christians and burn down Christian churches, which has been going on in Canada for the last decade. No Muslims, no mosques, none of those are being burned, just Christian churches. And what they say here is that these residential schools for native Canadians, which that was Indians in Canada, these schools that were set up, they were run by Christians. You know, this awful Christians just love to slaughter their converts. There's a long history of that. Nowhere ever. Oh, Tom, sounds like you're biased towards Christianity. That would be correct. Yes, because it never, ever happens. The only people that slaughter people are Muslims. The only people that slaughter people are bourgeois leftist globalist elitist. Those are the people who slaughter people every time. Every single time, it's always a leftist. But anyway, so he comes out with this story, these mass graves near these residential schools that were run by Christians. And so an investigation began. But yet they told the story that Christians had executed all of these Indians. That's what it was. Christians always want to execute people instead of convert them. Never. But anyway, that's what they told you the Crusades was about. No. Not at all. Not remotely. It was about running off a Muslim invasion. But anyway, I digress again. So it turns out after 3 years, sounds just like COVID, not one body's been found in the mass graves. Aaron, wouldn't Aaron, Joe, you help me out with this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we got different generations represented in the room here, both these guys in their early 30s. So maybe I'm missing it as a 57-year-old. So maybe I'm missing it. Doesn't mass grave mean mass graves with lots of bodies?
Typically,
you okay,
would
so.
You agree?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what Canadians have been told for years. 3 years. 3 years, Canadians have been told these are mass graves. But after a three-year investigation, they dug it all up. Not one bone has been found. Nothing. Not one body, nothing. And it turns out it was a giant septic field.
That's the best.
So there's lots of poo-poo,
yeah, that's the
but no bones. That's what it is. And now just that right there is the living epitome of everything you hear. Everything. The story of World War I, the story of World War II, the Holocaust, COVID, everything you hear. Tom, you're saying the Holocaust didn't occur? No, I'm saying a Holocaust occurred and the numbers are skewed. That's what I'm saying. Because listen, if the numbers don't add up, when you sit there and you cannot kill that many people in a certain amount of time, yet you attribute that number to Auschwitz and it can't be done by modern technology?
Yeah.
Then it wasn't done. They say 3 million people, I'm just making the numbers up right now, 3 million people were killed at Auschwitz. It's not physically possible for that to happen in that amount of time. Guess what? 3 million people weren't killed there. Does that make me an anti-Semite? No, it makes me a truth teller. Does it make me an anti-Semite to hold Israel accountable the same way that I hold America accountable? No. I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Jew. I'm not anti any of those things. I'm anti-lies and lies used to propagate agendas. That's what I'm against, period. And I hate this. The worst one of all are fake pastors, weak pastors, lukewarm pastors who win people over to a Christianity that doesn't freaking exist.
Yeah.
They win them over to a Christianity, and that quote-unquote Christian is still hellbound because they've never repented of their sin because the pastor doesn't have the balls to tell them to repent of their sin. I hate lying. And I hate lying for selfish, maniacal purposes. I can't stand it. All right, Colin Rugg video. I'm just jumping all over the place right here. Here's a little Israel stuff. Former Trump campaign manager Brad Pascal has registered. Is this a video or just a?
It's a video.
It's a video. Okay. This doesn't look like a video. Former Trump campaign manager Brad Pascal has registered as a foreign agent for Israel. Now, again, this is FARA now. This isn't Foreign Agent James Bond. This is FARA, Foreign Agent Registry Act. So if you're going to be an agent, it's like a sports agent for a former for a foreign country, you have to register. Hence the reason why Hunter Biden should be spending the rest of his life in federal prison. But for some reason, he's walking free.
Right.
Even though he's pardoned by an auto pen. So anyway, so he's registered as a foreign agent for Israel to create pro-Israel content to target Gen Z audiences, according to Hill. Play it for me.
Christian influencers. Okay. You said, we talked about the woke right. And you said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're loonies. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money of NGOs, vast, money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance, to that that community. They're very important. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well, okay? And you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class.
Followers.
TikTok. TikTok. Number one.
All right, right there. As you just said it. They're purchasing TikTok, all right, which is really the fastest growing, most used social media platform for the younger population in the United States of America, for sure. Now, again, I'm not saying this so that people don't assume that I'm anti-Semitic. I'm not anti-Semitic at all. I hold Israel at the same level that I hold Australia. that I hold Canada, that I hold any other United States Five Eyes ally, even though they're not part of the Five Eyes. I consider them an ally. I do. They are a democratic system, more parliamentary system, a cumulative government system, not like ours. And they do elect it. But just so everybody knows, Benjamin Netanyahu is hated. Absolutely. He's as popular in Israel as Keir Starmer is in Great Britain. But because of the parliamentary system, you have to come together with a consortium government. So you have to basically get, like, say there's, you know, you have to get, it's hard to even put in American terms because we've been a two-party system for so long. It's basically saying, trying to get a majority of majority of parties is even an oversimplification because it depends on how many people are in the party. But what you're trying to do is get a bunch of parties to agree. So if there's eight or nine parties, you want to get five or six of them together and you form what's called a coalition government. That's what they have going on in Israel. He is hated in Israel. Hated. But he has enough of a consortium government to hang on to power. And the way that he hangs on to power is through emergency powers by always having wars. He lies all the time. He loves biometric IDs, but yet claims to be a conservative. He loves lab-grown meat. He was the very first person to call Joe Biden and congratulate him on his 2020 victory. Very first person to call him. So the Benjamin Netanyahu is a liar. And what he's doing is hiring Brad Parscale to influence young adults on social media. They're already buying TikTok. Israel wants Parscale to help game algorithms and target Gen Z audiences across platforms, including TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, podcasts, and other relative digital and broadcast outlets, according to responsible statecraft. Now, again, here's the problem. Everybody, out of the 1,966 people that are watching this right now, we all understand this. Life is complex. Because I question Israel doesn't put me in the Rashida Tlaib category, who hates Israel. I don't hate Israel. I hate lies. The leftists in Israel lie. The right-wing party in Israel lies. Just like here. So I look at them the same way as I look at our country. It's just, of course, I put our country first. I put our country first. I hate AIPAC. I hate it. That every single out of the 535 on Capitol Hill between the Senate and the House, out of that 535, 533 of those senators and congressmen and women have an AIPAC handler. The only ones who don't is Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yep.
That's it. Even the greatest of all senators that you think are great have an AIPAC handler that come in and constantly say, here's Israel's interest. The only country that's been barred out of Langley that's an ally of ours, the CIA headquarters, is Israel. Because they endlessly bug everything they walk into. That's just a fact. The porn hub of the world is Israel. They will not allow us, they will not allow, they harbor pedophiles and will not allow them to be transported for trial back to the United States of America. It's a fact. That's not arguable. They'll tell you it's a fact. And it's just there's a lot of bad stuff that comes out of Israel. There's a lot of bad stuff that comes out of the U.S. There's a lot of bad stuff. Keir Starmer wants digital ID for it to be employed in the U.K. Just played it in church on Sunday. You'd play this stuff in church? Of course. There's nothing. Is there a Bible verse that says separation of politics and quote-unquote religion? No. No politics from the pulpit? That's not a Bible verse. As a matter of fact, you can look at the Bible. Many of the major prophets in the Bible were also pseudo-politicians.
Yep.
It's an absolute fact. So all those things are lies. I can't stand it. But anyway, just so you know what's behind things. I want people to understand what's behind things. And you can make your own decisions about Israel. I think Israel does some good things. I do. They do some good things, but they also do some bad things. They are, now again, if Israel's wrong, does that make Hamas right? No. Israel's wrong to a lesser degree than Hamas. That's just the way, and that's what you have to do. It doesn't make you pro Hamas to be reasonable about Israel or just to be, to just have a theoretical viewpoint towards Israel, an analytical viewpoint towards Israel. I do. I gauge everything they do. But it certainly doesn't mean that I am pro a Palestinian state. I am not. I'm not pro the two-state solution at all. It's already been offered six times and turned down anyway. So just everyone needs to be honest about Israel, not pro or against Israel. You shouldn't be thinking that there's a Jew under every rock because there's a whole lot of other things. There's still a major Nazi influence in the world. So if you are analytical about Israel and reasonable about Israel, it doesn't make you pro-Nazi. Maybe for some people it does. But I mean, Klaus Schwab, I mean, the head of the WEF for years, and don't worry, Klaus Schwab is no longer the head of the WEF, the World Economic Forum. It's now Larry Fink from BlackRock.
Yeah.
It's gotten better, hasn't it? And I don't even want to know where Larry thinks. I wonder what Larry Fink's heritage is. I don't know.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew that was being typed. That's why I said I don't want to know, but Aaron's going to tell me. Type it out before you tell it, before you shout it. But anyway, so I mean, Klaus Schwab's lineage is Nazism. There's no Jewish connection in Beijing, folks. None. Then that's a major geopolitical adversary. There's Nazi lineage. Aaron sent it to me. Larry Fink comes from Israel. All right. So anyway, so, and by the way, there's lots of Israeli Nazi collaborators. There was lots of Jewish collaborators of the Bolshevik Revolution that killed 28 million Christians. And yep. We talk about only the Jewish Holocaust, which there was a Holocaust. I just don't believe the numbers. I believe there was millions killed, but the motives for the killings and everything else are question marks if you look at historical documents. But anyway, so for me, I don't believe anything. But 5 years ago, I believed everything. I honestly believed that the CIA and Mossad had nothing to do with 9/11. I did. I just believed that it was Islamist extremist hijackers, and yeah. They did it all by themselves. And until I found out that John Brennan imported all of the hijackers into the country.
Yeah.
He gave them all visas into the country. John Brennan did. Right out of Saudi Arabia, where he was the head CIA chief in Saudi Arabia. He brought them all into America.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? But yet it's now, does that make me think that those guys aren't Islamic terrorists bound for hell? Because both of their terrorist acts and their lack of faith in Jesus, they are bound for hell, and Islam is demonic. See how that's how you have to work. Yep. But you also have to say, when Israel does something demonic, that's demonic. And you have to be able to say, when the Trump administration is working with Palantir, that's demonic. You have to do it.
Yeah.
You can never just blindly follow a human being. You blindly follow Yahweh. You blindly follow the Trinity. God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's it. There are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. 1 John 5:7. That's what you follow. Yeah. Everybody else, you question it. I love Trump. He's my favorite politician of all time. My favorite president of all time. I love the guy, but I don't follow him with a blindfold over my eyes. I analyze everything that he does. And most of what he does is great. So speaking of idiots, let's go to the next one. Rosie O'Donnell. Here she is. Jason Cohen video. This is another crazy Dem section of the show here.
We're back.
We're back to crazy Dems. All right, Jason Cohen video. New Rosie O'Donnell tells MSNBC's Nicole Wallace, even her therapist, strike one, two, and three. She's a lot of strikes against Rosie. Number one, she's fat.
Yep.
Number two, she has a therapist. Number three, she's a lesbian. Number four, she's a Democrat. Whatever. There's lots of check marks. But anyway, new Rosie O'Donnell tells MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. Nicole, who's Nicole Wallace, by the way? The Bush administration press secretary. You believe there's a difference between Republican and Democrat? No, there's a difference between Christ and Antichrist. That's the only difference. Question why her Trump derangement syndrome is so out of control. Play for me.
When people say, I changed my mind, we have to say, welcome back to reality. Let's all be Americans together, right? Because what's happening is not only happening to Democrats, it's happening to everyone. And when the Medicaid cuts go in, old people are going to start to die. To die. What he's done yet hasn't even hit us yet. Right. And if he's not stopped now, we have lost our country. And I don't know, Nicole, how it is that some people cannot see it. My therapist said, why are you so upset? And I said to her, why are you not?
Yeah. Yeah, I have that conversation too, because the gaslighting that I think you're alluding to, if you're a thoughtful, informed person, you do stop and say, well, maybe it is me.
So you have the Best People podcast with Rosie O'Donnell on it, hosted by Democratic Party shill pretending to be a Republican, Nicole Wallace. Both of these two look like just worn out hags, both of them. But anyway, so you have Rosie espousing all lies. She says that, and by the way, she espouses the exact same thing that got Steve Scalise shot. That these Medicaid cuts by Republicans will result in old people dying. Now, Joe's been in the country for many, many years. He's Canadian. I'm trying to get him to get his American citizenship. Try to talk him into that every now and then. But anyway, Canadian. And then Aaron, of course, has been here his whole life. I've been here my whole life. When was the last time you saw stacked up old people, dead people because of Medicaid cuts?
Never.
Never. How many, where were all the stacked up bodies during COVID? Lies.
Yeah, never.
Everything's lies. Just like all the Christians killing the Indians in Canada. Lies. It's all lies. Climate change, lie. It's all lies. For the benefits of the few to financially profit off of it. So here we go again. So here you have Rosie O'Donnell claiming that Trump's Medicaid cuts, by the way, that only affect those able to work. Is that old people? Nope. And illegals. Those are the Medicaid cuts. So when you have a 25-year-old who's 57 pounds overweight, playing video games all day, addicted to porn and Hot Pockets, he can work and doesn't, but's on Medicaid for depression, he's off.
Yeah.
Right? And Rosie's claiming that old people are going to die. That's what got Steve Scalise shot. Because the Steve Scalise shooter listened to Bernie Sanders espouse the exact same rhetoric as Rosie Fat Girl O'Donnell. Same exact rhetoric. And the guy went out of the AR-15 and started shooting up the Republican baseball practice. Same exact rhetoric. And not one thing that Fat Girl says is true. Let's go to the next one. Defiant Else. I just love this video. It's been around for a couple weeks, but I love it anyway. Here's Hegseth fronting up Miss Jacobs, a congresswoman. Defiant Elle's video, Hegseth says, these men who think they are women. Now, I want everyone to look at the arrogance and the condescension of this leftist moron, Congresswoman Jacobs. Play it for me.
Because if it were, you would be keeping these women in. Instead, you are the one injecting culture wars into the military, and it's at the detriment of our military readiness and national security. Now, General Kane, I'd like to turn to you.
So to be clear, these are men who think they're women.
These are women. I'm happy to educate you on
trans issues
at another
what we've
time.
Identified is that there's mental health issues
I'd
with
like
that
to,
belief system.
I'd like to turn to General
Kane. Are detrimental
now.
To readiness, and that's the determination that we've made and that we stand behind. Gender dysphoria.
And so you don't.
A mouse. Imagine espousing the rhetoric of Congresswoman Jacobs, that having women running around with sewed on phallic rotting symbols as penises helps you with military readiness. Having men with cut off penises and having those cut off penises made into fake inverted vaginas makes you more ready? Or just flat out fully penis men in dresses and high heels makes you more ready for war? Aids in military readiness? That is her perspective. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. What it means to be a Democrat in 2025 is you attribute military readiness to sewed on rotting phallic symbols or inverted vaginas that rot. Everything that they sew on or invert rots. You know why? Because it's not supposed to be inverted and it's not supposed to be sewed on. You can invert a vagina into a penis and sew on when they cut off all of your forearm skin. I was about to say foreskin.
kind of
demonically works out.
Yeah.
But anyways, they cut off your forearm skin and create a phallic symbol that you constantly have to, let's just say, maintain. Mm. Because if you don't, it's going to rot and fall off, and you're going to be walking around with what smells like a dead raccoon in your freaking pants. or you can have a rotting tuna fish factory. Of a fake vagina where you used to have a penis. Because you know what? When you lop off your penis and you jam it all inside, an inverted vagina? Your body still doesn't have any ovaries, no uterus, or any vaginal maintenance system at all. So what's going to happen? It's going to rot. And by the way, that's an absolute fact. For the rest of their freaking life, after they lopped off their penis, they've got to be creaming up their inverted vagina because it stinks. Ugh. And there's a very high probability your phallic symbol penis will fall off as you're charging a beachhead in the military. So that helped. All this helps with readiness. Imagine espousing that. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. There it is. This is what they're doing to people. And they think that they're righteous right out of Mengele. But here I have good news. I have great news for Jasmine Crockett. Side by side that. There's somebody dumber than her. On Capitol Hill.
Yes.
There's somebody actually dumber than Jasmine Crockett. It's close. It is a very narrow race. But it has been determined by Bad Hombre's Bad Hombre video that Rep Bynum here is actually out of Oregon, of course, is actually dumber than Jasmine Crockett. And here's one of her quotes. Before you send your good, because you know Trump is sending National Guard into Portland, already has. And is already making substantial changes, or already making a substantial impact. Before you send your goons to Portland, this is a quote, run us our money. That's what she actually says. So there's actually somebody dumber than Jasmine Crockett. Congratulations to Jasmine Crockett. Play for me.
It's Rep Bynum here, and I'm here to tell you that the President of the United States saw fit to put his tiny little fingers in the phone and declare war on my city. Mr. President, I am here to tell you, number one, before you send one troop to Portland, run us our money. Give us our money that we were promised for our water. Give us our money that we were promised. All you can do is send troops. All you can send is mothers' babies. All you can send is goons, but you can't run us our money. You're a coward.
There's a lot of Democrats right now. Zoran, Mom, Donnie is one of them. They're trying to sound majestic when they talk, and it's an absolute pathetic attempt. It is because they're nowhere near being majestic in any way, shape, or form. They try to sound intellectual. They're not. Zoran Mamdani has never had a job his entire life. He has never ever sold a hot dog. He's never like Aaron worked at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
His nan has never worked. He is a bourgeois leftist, globalist, elitist, rich person who espouses socialism for everybody but himself. That's who he is. And this woman here, Bynum, she's trying to sound majestic, but she doesn't have the intellect to pull it off. So if you don't have the intellect to sound intellectual, you know what? Just talk normally. And of course, she lapses right into ghetto verbiage, which is, before you send your goons to Portland, run us our money for our water. And by the way, I can't stand this sort of stuff. She said sought fit. It's saw fit, you idiot. It's not sought. Sought is to go after.
Sought fit.
To pursue. How does that make sense? To pursue fit, idiot. Ionic. It's saw fit. You dummy. I mean, please learn how to talk if you're going to try to sound majestic.
Send your babies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Send your babies to. So what if he did? It's Portland. He's not sending them to, you know, war-torn Libya. He's not sending them to war-torn Syria or Lebanon. He's sending them to Portland. They ought to be safe, but sadly they're not. So they're having a little Fed rollout here in Chicago now. Overton video, Feds rollout massive raid on Chicago gang hangout of Tren de Aragua. Play for me.
It's hard to see, but there's a helicopter right there on this building. And that helicopter has just inserted snipers for the protection of all these federal agents you can see entering the building. What they are after, six particular individuals associated with Tren de Aragua. They say these individuals are responsible for dealing in guns, long guns and handguns, as well as drugs. The helicopter is now just taken off. This is really an unprecedented show of federal force. Almost 300 agents coming to get control of this building and the people inside.
They detained about two dozen people, searching only apartments where no rent was being paid. So far, we don't know if they got the high-value targets they've been tracking. One guy did display a Tren de Aragua tattoo. But the new detainees are being held and processed at this ICE facility in Broadview.
Searching only apartment complex where no rent is being paid. Oh, you know what? There's rent being paid. You know who's paying it? You are. Aaron is. Joe is. I am. You and I are paying it through NGOs. You and I are. So they seek that. Now you're going to hear Brandon Johnson get all upset about it. You're going to hear J.B. Pritzker get all upset about it. These guys who are allegedly anti-gun, but they're fine with Tren de Aragua trafficking in firearms. You're anti-gun, but you're fine with, again, remember, who is Tren de Aragua? Tren de Aragua are not illegals from Venezuela. They are illegals from Venezuela from their maximum security prisons that signed an agreement with Nicolas Maduro that, you know what, we'll let you out of prison if you migrate to America. That's who Tren de Aragua is, just so everybody knows. And J.B. Pritzker's fine with them trafficking in firearms. So is Brandon Johnson as he gets rid of ShotSpotter. That's who them. I mean, imagine that. You're Brandon Johnson. You get rid of ShotSpotter in Chicago, which shows cops where the shots are fired, as you are allowing Tren de Aragua to live rent-free in your city and trafficking firearms. And that's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. Truly unbelievable. Dapper detective video, nude court docs inside of a Las Vegas court this week. An illegal alien serial rapist with 17 freaking victims, illegal, two of which were children, of course, across California, Arizona, and Nevada, has been keeping their underwear as prize trophies. Play for me.
Every single time he has a knife, and in most of the situations, he is holding that knife to these individuals' throats. He then forcibly rapes them.
Prosecutor Julia Barker says Carlos Nava likely sexually assaulted at least 17 victims, 6 known to police, 11 unknown, at least 2 of them underage, at least 15 years old, over the course of 19 years, while Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, says Nava re-entered the U.S. illegally multiple times and had run-ins with law enforcement. Then in 2022, Las Vegas Metro Police say they found Nava's trophies, 17 pairs of women's underwear.
That were folded, kept in a backpack, which also had latex gloves in it, and tied up with a rubber band.
Nava was still released from custody again, then rearrested later for additional charges as more women were discovered.
Did you commit these assaults? Did you rape these women?
Barker says his DNA tied him to the crimes, but he has fought his case despite science.
It's really hard for someone to maintain, I didn't do this, when his sperm is in places that indicate he probably did.
His alleged victims, she says, mainly sex workers. But even after an agreement for a price, Barker describes a flipped switch, violence, power, and control. Nava agreed to a plea deal in July. This is supposed to be his sentencing Thursday. Barker asks for 18 years to life. Then, through an interpreter, Nava changes his mind. Clark County District Court Judge Christy Craig points to the charges prosecutors had dropped, the time Nava could face if convicted at trial, and asks him if he thinks this is a good idea.
Do you want to withdraw your guilty plea? It's a yes or no question.
What does it mean to be a Democrat in 2025? Making sure that this guy has his due process.
Yes.
That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. A rapist of 17 women and children who kept their underwear as trophies. And to be a Democrat in 2025 means you protect that guy. That's what it means. Really, it's that simple. All right, that's that. We got to get Aaron to his birthday celebration at the Waffle House. That's where all of his friends are taking him to. Waffle House. And I just said this. If they all contribute, it's going to be 10 or probably 10, 12 people there. They could all really contribute one quarter and pay for Aaron's entire meal tonight. That's quite the birthday celebration.
Top flight.
And top flight for Aaron. Yeah. Rumble Rants tonight. Aaron, what do you think on the first one? J.L. Burke Jr.?
G.L.
Burke Jr., thank you so much for the huge rant. $100, thank you so much. Nate Dad One, $50, another huge rant. Hefner, $20, thank you so much. Todd Suff, $10 from Church Love Todd. Jules, 21 hours from Church, $10, thank you so much. Robin Roney, $10 from church. Thank you so much. Naz Yeager from church. Thank you so much. $5. Love you guys. Really appreciate each and every one of you. 1,955 people watching right now. Stick around for the post game. You will love it. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.